Hallelujah.
Well, glory.
I'm just, you know.
No, we don't know. We're still wondering.
Praise God.
Free will.
Free will. That's it. Do you remember the last message I spoke when I was here last time?
Yes.
Uh-huh. There you go.
That's right.
We're a new creature.
That's right.
Yes.
Wow, these are uncomfortable. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
We're a new creature.
Amen.
With a new feature.
Yes. That's
right. Hallelujah. And you know, God is preparing you and I to live in another dimension.
Yes. That's right.
Amen.
And you know, you and I have got to begin to get ready to live in that new dimension.
That's right.
We've got to get used to doing things differently. We've got to get used to thinking differently.
Amen.
Now that's a major problem.
Yes.
Isn't it? That is a major problem.
Yes, it is.
Changing your thinking. I remember the first time I ever tried scuba diving, and you put the mask on, and I don't know about you, but I remember that most of the time I breathe through my nose. It's just a habit that I have.
Yeah.
It just happens automatically. And I just do it. So I put the mask on and suddenly I realized I ran out of oxygen. This thing just sticks to your face.
Right.
And you panic. And God's saying to each and every one of us, you're going to have to learn to breathe differently.
Yeah.
We're going to have to catch the wind of His Spirit.
Hallelujah.
And we're going to have to breathe and follow the leading of His Spirit in our lives.
Amen.
And it's going to be different to what we've ever done before.
Right.
Hallelujah. That's wonderful.
Amen.
That's precious. Because God is going to do it differently. He's not going to use the old ways. He's not going to use the ways that we've always been used to. But He's going to start to do something different in your life. I look back and see so often that the scripture says that the work of the fivefold ministry is for the perfecting of the saints,
right,
for their work in the ministry.
Right, right.
We need to get ready.
Amen.
You need to get ready.
Yes, brother. That's right.
To do the work of the ministry.
Hallelujah.
He's going to sit and watch you. Aren't you, brother? He's going to stand by. He's already said if you had 250, it's just
divide them.
Just divide them. It's have five
right,
to look after.
Right.
Because the responsibility is that we prepare people to move under the anointing and under the power of God for the work of the ministry.
Yes, amen.
It is. And so it's going to be a different lifestyle.
Yes, it is.
It's going to be different challenges in God.
Amen.
It's going to be to listen to the Spirit of God and beginning to flow in that anointing of the Spirit of God. And it's going to be, I've got to trust Him more. I've got to reach out and believe that He's going to do this. And He's going to change things in my life.
Hallelujah.
God is changing you and I to live in a new environment. Who wants to live in the new environment? I know I do. We've been talking about it today. We've been talking about the fact that this river. I mean, I was awake on and off all last night. On this where we are now.
Yes, right.
Kept waking up and things were just running through my mind and through my heart.
Yes.
And God's got a river. Now you can do what you want. You can get into that river and you can get up to your ankles in it. And you can stand there
where the tadpoles are.
And you splash around. You know? And you can splash each other. We can have a sprinkling service.
Yeah.
Huh?
Amen.
We can sprinkle people, can't we, you know?
Yeah.
Have fun.
Yeah.
And then he says he went another 1,000 yards and moves on up to our knees.
He's right.
Okay, a little bit more resistance, but we can, you know, still a bit of sprinkling going on. Moves another 1,000 yards and then suddenly we're to our loins.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God's wanting us to press in deeper.
Yes.
Right.
Press in deeper. You see, the river's there, the depth is there, but the responsibility to go in is mine. It's yours.
Hallelujah.
It's your responsibility. It is not my responsibility to take you by the hand and drag you in, because you have to volunteer to go in for yourself. Because if I drag you in, as soon as I let go of you, as soon as Brother Curry lets go of you, you'll run back. You'll race back. Some of us are afraid of water. Boys are. Especially when it comes to washing.
I don't know whether it's the water or the soap.
I don't. There's an analogy to one of the two, water or soap. I remember one time my mother got hold of me when I was a boy. And I, when the sun came out, I just turned like that. My skin just went dark coloured. She called me one day. She said, "Come here, you." She said, "You've not washed your neck." She dragged me to the sink. She took a brush and she scrubbed my neck. Oh, it changed colour.
Oh, yeah.
It went red. I was a redneck. I was a redneck. Whoa.
Oh, glory.
The next day then she realized that, no, it was still the same color. It was suntan.
Yeah.
But, you know, she thought I'd suddenly got an aversion to soap and water. But no, I mean, some of us are literally are afraid of water.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't we? I mean, I'm not a confident swimmer. The first time I went scuba diving, put this mask on and this tank on and everything, I was okay with that till I got into the water. And suddenly there was this noise, this rushing wind. Scared the living daylights out of me. I came up so fast. I wonder what it was. And you know, some of us, we're going to get into a situation where God is going to place us in such a depth of his anointing, we're going to hear a rushing. We're going to hear a rushing wind. A rushing wind. Don't panic when you hear that. You've got to go with it. You've got to follow it. You've got to run with this thing. And I believe God wants us to come to that place where we are ready to run with this. Talking about this fourth dimension. I knew there was something else just around the corner. I'm like, oh God, what is it? I want more.
Yes, Lord.
Because I'm not satisfied.
Amen.
And I believe God is looking for people who are not satisfied with what they've got so far.
Amen.
Because they're hungering and thirsting after the living God. Now, these last few months since you guys have been, we had a house group where we invited unsaved people to the house. One of the ladies said, "I want to invite some folk along who are not Christians to the house. And we want to build it as a healing service."
Amen.
So we build it as a power healing service. Now, those of you that haven't been to England have got to realize that our houses are smaller than your houses. And I would say 25 of them approximately come into a room about the size of two of the bedrooms downstairs. And we had half a dozen people in there who were non-believers. And about four or five were sick. And we sat down to get ready. And I was just tuning the guitar and getting ready. And suddenly I looked at this woman. And God spoke to me and gave me a word for this woman. So I gave her this word and she looked at me as if I'd just fallen off a log. You know? Which tree did you just fall out of? It was like. I'm like, oh God, I've missed it. So I'd had a difficult day that day as well. You know, you start, oh God, I've missed it. Lord, I'm sorry. Oh God, I need you to be with me this day. God, please, you know. So I just avoided this lady, you know. Okay, we'll worship and praise God. Few folk gave testimonies of healings, of things that had happened in their lives in the church. And then we just gave a small gospel message. Then a lady came out for prayer. She was about 65, 68. Back problems. We prayed for her. This is in the middle of December. We're in the middle of April. She's healed.
Amen.
She's still healed. Glory to God. She's not a believer yet.
Yet.
Glory to God. Her daughter, who's had kidney trouble for 20 years, has been in pain for 20 years and on medication. She came out for prayer. That night, God touched her. God has done a work in her. All the pain has gone. Hallelujah. And we're in the middle of April, and she's still got no pain. Nephews are testifying in school of what God has done. Hallelujah. It's Jesus who is alive. Hallelujah. And you know, I believe that God is wanting you and I to move into this dimension. We're just looking for signs and wonders. We're looking to bring people to a knowledge of Jesus Christ. They need to have a contact point with
Amen.
Him. We need to deliver that contact point.
Yes.
Because it's the Christ in you.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. That's going to this work.
Amen.
And it is only going to be people who are going to walk in the light of the
Hallelujah.
Kingdom and not playing around. I don't believe in pushing people down. Glory to God. Because I believe when they go down, when they get up,
Amen.
They get up different.
That's right.
Amen. That's
and if they don't get up different, in fact, sometimes we don't even have catchers.
Let them fall.
Yeah.
Good.
Puts them right off falling, you know.
Yeah.
And God wants you and I to come to that place where we're prepared to step in to the unknown. Pressing in. Pressing in. God wants you to move forward in that area. And so we have got to make that breakthrough. We're here because we wanted to hear what God is saying, what God is doing. We wanted to be pushed on.
Right.
Feeling somewhat exhausted physically, spiritually and mentally, we came here, or I came here, not to preach, but to be ministered to. That I might receive, that I might go back empowered and press on into the things of the kingdom of God.
Amen.
That's my desire. I want to be in the middle of what God is doing. I don't want God in the middle of what I'm doing. I want to be in the middle of what God is doing. God, where are you working? God, what are you doing? I want to be there.
Amen.
I don't want my own agenda, I want His agenda.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. That's what we need for our lives. One of the exciting things over the last few years for me has been that God spoke to me and said, gave me the word of scripture from Romans 16:20 and said, the God of peace shall soon crush Satan underneath your feet. And He told me, I've got to live in peace.
Yeah.
I've got to learn to live with peace. I've got to learn to walk in peace. I've got to learn to just rest when there's so much turmoil going on and just say, I'm at peace.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It takes some doing.
Yes, it will. We can do it. Hallelujah.
Because you know what happens? Anxiety arrives. Comes knocking at the door and visits.
Sometimes,
most of the time, unexpected. You know, you think you've got the victory. You think you're walking in this absolute total peace, and all of a sudden it's there. Hello, it's me. You know, and then you feel the stress levels rising. You know, then you realise I'm not quite there yet. It's about being honest in God, what God is doing and what we're seeking to reach out and touching God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to Jesus. And so it's like, okay, Lord, I need to relearn this one again. I still need to keep walking in peace. I still need to keep trusting you. I still need to keep believing you, no matter what I see. It's not what I see with my eyes, but it is what I'm going to see in the realm of the Spirit that's more important.
Amen.
That's more relevant to me today than it is, than what I see with my eyes.
Amen. Amen.
Good word.
It's not what you see with your eyes, it's what you see with the realm of the Spirit.
Glory.
It's not what you hear with your natural ears, but it is what you hear with the realm of the Spirit.
Amen.
And you and I get tuned in somehow to God. Such a way that we've never known before. We've got to fine-tune our spirit to listen to God. We've got to be there in responding when He moves over us, when He challenges us to move. You know, we've got to be in a place where suddenly God says, I want you to pray for that lady, pray for that man, just speak to that person. And God is going to be saving and healing and touching and changing people's lives so fast that we don't know what's going to happen. There are people who are going to come into this third day, they're coming into the kingdom of God, who are totally unchurched, and those are going to run like crazy for the things of the kingdom. Because you're not going to have to undo all the rubbish.
Amen.
Thank God for that.
Amen.
And this is what we need to be moving and be getting ready for that.
Amen.
You and I have got a tougher time. We've had a lot of garbage to undo.
We've
got to get our minds back in line with the things of God. We've got to change things in our own thinking. We've got to get rid of the fanatic in the attic.
Amen.
You still preaching that one? Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
We need the fella in the cellar.
Amen.
To move. To move us into a new dimension.
Amen.
Of the things of God. I am so excited about the things that are going to happen in the future. I am believing we're going to see signs, wonders and miracles in such an extent that we've never seen before. And He's not going to be using the big ministries. He's going to be using you and me. He's going to be using these people. His people who believe in His name. His people who trust in the living God. His people who would know that Jesus and know His voice and know His anointing and know His presence. Those are the people that are going to be moving in God's power. That's the people. Not looking for a position. There is only one position, and that's before Him. Just resting in His presence, listening to His voice. Listening to still small voice to just press us on and give us that direction. Believe that God wants you to move in that area in a mighty way. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to Jesus. Could I have a glass of water, please, sister? Thank you. I believe that in these next coming days, you and I are being prepared for a precious, mighty move of God.
Amen.
And I believe that you and I are here for an appointed time.
That's right.
For a purpose. When we first met GC, it wasn't... We didn't go to a gathering of eagles, we went to a gathering of buzzards.
True, brother.
My wife and I, we flew 5,000 miles, spent a lot of money, and were totally disappointed, so we thought. But God had a plan and a purpose that we were to travel all that distance to meet a man.
All right.
To meet a man.
Yes.
And that's what it's about.
Yes,
and we have been privileged to meet a man.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
That knows God, and that knows His voice,
Amen.
And that knows the power of His anointing. And that He's not afraid to raise up ministries.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Because that's what's needed today. People who will raise up ministries, who will raise up their congregations to step out and to walk in that anointing that He's talking about.
Amen.
To walk in the anointing that is in this word.
Yes.
Jesus is that anointing.
Yes.
And you and I have got to begin to learn to walk in that anointing. I love this pulpit. I think this is wonderful. Yeah, I'm going to take it back with me, I think.
I'm
hand luggage, yeah. Yeah, that's right. I can see it, but I can't get hold of it. There's a spiritual message in there. You know. We can see it, but we can't get hold of it. And some of us are like that at the moment.
Yeah.
We can see the other side, but it's like we just can't get hold of it. But there is a way. God has made a way. And as we press in, as we press in, He's made a way for us. The Word of God says, it's not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. It's not by our strength. It's not by our physical, the way we do things physically. It's not by our programs. Is it? It's not a program. God is not in a program. We've seen the programs. They come up with a new one every year. Buy the books that go with the program. Yeah, 15 steps to get healed. I don't know the 15 steps. That leaves me short. It just says, lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. And they do. And I thank God for that. We had a lady, 79 years old, just a few weeks ago when Brother Cody was over. One leg shorter than the other. The hospital documented this. Their hospital told her she'd got a leg half an inch shorter than the other. So we sat her down, we prayed for her. She stood up. All the back pain's gone. She's given a walking stick away and she's jumping up and down and rejoicing and praising God. Jesus is the healer. He just says, go and lay hands on them. That's right.
Amen.
Just go and do it.
Glory.
I once went to a... I don't know if I've told you this one. I once went to a chapel of rest, as we call it. It's where they keep dead bodies, you know. Just where they're going to bury them. This man said, will you pray for my wife? I just believe God's going to raise her from the dead. Well, Scripture says that she'll raise the dead. How do you raise the dead? Well, one thing you need a body. Hey, I mean, I'm smart, me, you know. You just need a dead body. Now, when I got this phone call, I'm like, God, what are you going to do? I said, God, are you gonna raise this woman from the dead? I mean, I did not feel that I'd had a difficult time. I was not feeling like a man of faith and power for this very hour. You know what I mean? Like, I just did not feel that way. And when I got this phone call, I felt even less more like a man of faith and power for the hour. I said, God, are you going to raise her up from the dead? He says, that. For you to know, that's for me to know. I said, ooh. Well, I said, God, what are you going to do? I said, surely you're going to tell me. He said, no. He says, I am demanding obedience from you.
All right.
Ooh.
Amen.
Ooh.
Hallelujah.
That was not the answer that I was looking for.
Yeah. No.
He said, I'm demanding obedience.
Yes.
So I went. And grace came with me. Behind every good man, there's a good woman. Thank God for grace. Absolutely. She has kept
grace,
she takes grace, a lot of grace. She keeps me in line.
Hallelujah.
And we went and prayed. And the lady didn't get up from the dead. The pastor of the church that we were at then heard about it, came along while we were praying, and said to me, do you know you're making a laughing stock of the church? You are an embarrassment to the church. I said, really? Needless to say, sometime later, we left.
Yeah,
amen.
We left. We left. We had the left foot of fellowship. I'd do it again. How am I going to see a dead person rise? Practice. I got to go and do it. How do you see the sick healed? You got to go and do it.
Amen, brother. Man. That's good.
But so often, places preach, well, bring them to the elders of the church. We'll pray for them. We were in a church where they used to bring them to the elders, and they came back just as sick. Because they didn't believe the Word of God. They didn't believe in a healing Jesus. Oh, it's passed away. We were in Assemblies of God for 20 years. I had a sentence of 20 years.
Praise the Lord. For the past 20.
For the past 20, yeah. Hallelujah. I mean, we look back and say, well, thank God for some of those years. There were great things happened. Things happened and we saw things and God taught us things and showed us things what not to do as well as what to do as well as not what to do. And so you look at these experiences.
Right.
And bless them, we just want to see them, those people come on. We want to see people come on into the things of the kingdom. Not to be left behind. So we need to work in the realm of the Spirit. You and I need to realize that it's not our intellect. It's not our intellect that brings us into the things of the kingdom. It's not how smart you are, is it? Some of us wouldn't qualify. How many A's did you get? How many exams did you pass? Forget that, we'll just move on. It's not a performance-related gospel, is it? It's not a performance-related gospel. It's how much do you love Him? How much do you spend time with Him? You know, some of the things that we encourage our folk these days is, why don't you just climb on the knee of Jesus? Why don't you just climb on the Father's knee and spend time in His arms? And when He says to you, what do you want? Nothing. I just want to cuddle.
That's right.
And I'll tell you something, folks.
Put your arms around me.
Yeah. Put your arms around me. And I'll tell you, you'll learn more in that experience.
That's right.
And you'll find that God will speak to you in those experiences when you least expect it. And you'll find something powerful in that very presence in the living God.
Amen, brother.
I used to have a chair at home that I used to just simply go and curl up on. And just imagine being sat on the knee of God. I used to go and sit and just curl up. And boy, God used to speak to me there. And I used to go to Him and say, God, I ain't come for anything. I just want to sit on your knee, Father. I just want to be in your presence, Lord. I just want to feel your arms around me. I just want to know you. I don't want anything from you. Boy, that is when you begin to find God. That is when you begin to taste and see that the Lord is good. When you begin to taste His presence, you can smell Him, the beauty of Him, and know His presence in your life in such a way. And it's like, I've come for nothing, God. So many folk are going to God for, I want.
That's it.
Amen.
Asking, constantly asking, God, I want. God wants you and I to become worshippers.
Right.
Worshippers. And as we become worshippers, as He moves us into this new dimension, as we've moved into this third day, as we know how to worship, then we will know His mind. We will know His heartbeat. We'll be so close that literally.
Amen.
You can hear His heart beating.
Right. Yes.
You can hear the heartbeat of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And that's what God wants His people this day, to be hearing His heartbeat. Amen. Now, this environment is strange to some of us. But God wants you to move into that.
Right.
That's God's desire. God has created, you're a new creation. God created you to live in that environment.
Amen.
God has created you to move into that anointing.
Hallelujah.
God has created you so that you can sidle up to the side of Him. You can lay your head on His breast.
Yes.
And hear His heartbeat.
Amen.
And know His mind.
Glory.
And the beat of His spirit.
Yes.
And as you take hold of that, you'll hear His voice, go this way, go that way, and you'll see mighty signs, wonders and miracles. And we're not looking for signs, wonders and miracles, but they will just come because that is part of the package of what God is doing into our lives. Hallelujah. That's part of the package.
Hallelujah.
And it's not out of, oh, I thought a good one up today. It's not something that we plan. But it is just flowing in that river of God.
Yes.
Just flowing in that river.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And when you see that, where that river comes from.
Glory.
Oh, it comes from that throne room.
Yes, brother.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you begin to see where that river's coming from.
Yes.
And it starts off as a trickle.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah.
Glory.
But He don't want us in a trickle. He wants us in the depths.
Yes.
He wants us in the depths of it, where we flow in that anointing in His presence.
Amen.
But you and I have a problem. I don't know what yours is, but I know what mine is. It's my thinking.
True.
It's my thinking. Over here they say it's your stinking thinking. G.
Hallelujah.
It's your suke,
yeah,
that begins to think and reason things out.
Yes.
You know that scripture where it says, women be silent in the church? Glory to God. Boy, has that been preached and hammered home for a long time into the wrong way.
Yeah.
Do you know there's a she in every he, and there's a he in every she. Think about it. Write it down.
That's right.
Glory to God. And God wants to deal with your she. That's your mind. It's the soulish man. God wants to deal with that. Do you know, every time you get tormented or tested in any way, guess what? The devil talks to your she. Talks to your she. Not your wife next to you.
That's right.
Better be careful, I'll be accused of being, what is it, male chauvinist pig. I was once accused of that. How wrong it could be.
Praise God, brother.
It's not your wife. It's your she.
That's right.
It's your she up here.
Amen.
Right.
And the devil always comes to your mind first.
Right.
What if?
That's right.
What if?
Can God?
There's a family fad. If I'd only done this. If I'd only said that. If I'd only been there. If I'd only. It's the if. Family, and we're always related to them, aren't we?
Yes,
huh? The if-ads.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't it? If I only, if I adjust,
yes.
If I could.
Amen.
We're all related to them, aren't we?
Amen.
Well, it's time to get rid of that relationship.
Yes, it is.
Glory to God.
Amen.
If we missed it, don't worry. God will bring it round again.
Right.
God's not a condemning God.
Amen.
The word says there is now no more
condemnation.
Those who are in Christ Jesus. So if you're condemned, come on, we'll have an altar call. Get you saved, and then there's going to be no more condemnation. Yeah? Who's condemned? Could I see your hand, please? No altar call.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So then, because there's no condemnation, we can move on into the presence of God.
Right.
Because it's our condemnation that often stops us moving into His presence.
That's right.
We're afraid. Because we're condemned, we're afraid, so we don't move in.
Mm-hmm.
We go to our relatives, one of the Ifads. What if I'd have done this? And the devil says, yeah, well, if you'd have done that, you'd have made yourself look a real fool, wouldn't you? You know. Go ahead and pray for a lady who's dead. I mean, on in this day and age, I ask.
Praise God.
Well, the only way to see a dead person rise from the dead is to go out and do it.
Amen. Amen.
I'm challenging you.
Praise God.
Now you can please yourself whether you take up the challenge or not, but it's a challenge.
Praise God, right behind you.
Yeah, you're right behind me. That's not where I want you to be. I did not ask you to be right behind. I want you right in front of me. Glory to God. Where I can see you do it. Brother McCoy does not want you right behind him.
Amen. That's right.
He's riding the chariot, you're pulling it. Go on, okay. He wants to see you do it.
Yes. Amen. Right. That's good.
He's been involved in doing it. Now he wants you to do it.
That's right. Right. Hallelujah.
True.
So we need to deal with our sheep. We need to deal with our thinking.
Yes.
Right.
Because every time the devil will attack you in your sheep, and every time there's a problem, every time there's an argument, every time there's a division, it is never spirit.
That's true.
It's always in your sheep. It's always in your mind. It's in your soul area. And God wants us to be delivered from that area.
That's right.
God wants the control that the devil has over that broken.
Yes, amen.
Amen.
Destroyed.
That's right.
So that submits to the Spirit of God.
Yes.
It submits and we go with the flow. Things of God, and it is changing our thinking to live in this new environment. You can't keep breathing through your nose with a mask on. There's one thing that's going to happen to you. You're going to blow. You're going to pass out. And if you're not careful, if you persist in that way, you're going to die with it.
Amen, brother. That's good.
You're going to have to learn to open your mouth and praise God.
Hallelujah.
You're going to learn to open your mouth and worship God.
Glory.
Because see, in there is life.
Yes.
There's life. I mean, I put this thing on here, you know. I was out there, I put this on, and suddenly I realized I couldn't breathe. And you start to panic. And I'm not even in water. And we do, don't we? But all you need to do is just start to change the way you think a little bit.
Right.
Start listening and start modifying what you're doing.
Amen, brother. Yes.
We're not looking to be doers. We're looking to be listening to the Word of God, and we're just listening to the flow of the Spirit of God, because so often we get into programs that are just not working.
That's right.
And God forbid that we ever get into a program.
Amen.
God wants us to be flowing in His anointing.
Yes.
You see, when that river flows, you just go with the flow.
That's it.
And then you see that you move into a beautiful environment.
Amen.
And all the weight that you've been carrying, when God brings you into that new environment, suddenly lifts off you.
Amen.
The scuba diver with all the weights on him, I mean, he must carry 25, 30 pounds of weight. My first time scuba diving, I got 20, 30 pounds of weight on me. I got in that water. No, that was the amazing thing. I didn't disappear.
Anymore.
I altered. I mean, here I am, you know, I'm 137 pounds wet through. I just slapped on 30 odd pounds in weight, and I still can't sink. Put me in a pool, you know. In my swimming costume and that, and I sink. Slap all this extra weight on me and I'm floating. Do you know why? You fill your lungs up, you think, I need to keep plenty of oxygen just in case something goes wrong. So you breathe, next thing you know, you're floating. I think, And everybody's going down, and I'm going up, and I'm thinking, what's wrong? I can't get down. And he's going. And I'm going, still won't go down. Took me a couple of lessons to realize you had to breathe out as well. I go down. And then when you start going down, you think, so you go back up again, you know. And we panic.
Yes.
We're not listening to the Spirit.
Amen.
We're not listening to what God is saying for us to do.
Praise God.
We're listening to our mind. We do it differently.
True.
We've never done it this way before.
Right.
Don't do it. What happens if you fail? God does not invest in failures. God does not invest in failures. Look at the person next to you and say, God does not invest in failures. He does not invest in failures. Hallelujah. Now you've agreed with me. Look at the person next to you and say, you're not a failure. Glory to God. You're not a failure. No. I believe God is about to do a mighty work.
Amen.
You know, when you move into water, when you're scuba diving, suddenly you are engulfed. Top, bottom, side, everywhere. And the weight is lifted off. There's no weight. You're supported by the water.
Amen.
I mean, it's yet you're appearing to be in an alien environment. It's totally different. But now I'm a new creature with a new feature, and I'm living in a new environment that God created for me.
Right.
And that scripture comes to mind. It says, underneath and round about are the everlasting arms. He's there. He's supporting you in this new environment that He's created for you. You're not going to fall in this new environment. You're not going to drown in this new environment. You're not going to fall in a heap in this new environment. God intends you to succeed.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
God intends you to be successful.
Amen.
That's kingdom lifestyle.
Yes.
That we encourage and support one another, and we shall see God moving in power in our lives. And each and every one of us is adding to the things of the kingdom.
Amen.
That we're going to be successful. We are supportive of one another in the things of God.
Amen.
I don't understand much of the third day at times. I'm still wet behind the ears.
Hallelujah.
But I want to learn.
That's right.
I want to learn.
I want to learn.
That's the secret.
And that is the secret. I have not arrived. I want to learn more. That's why I'm here today. That's why I've come 5,000 miles, because I want to learn.
Hallelujah.
Apart from I love my family, my extended family, but I want to know the things that God is doing. I want to know what God is doing here. And I want what God wants to do in my life.
Amen.
I want to know what changes God wants to make in my life.
Yes.
I want to know the direction. I want to know the purpose that God wants us to move into as a body together in Christ. Whether we're 5,000 miles away or not, we're still connected. Glory to God. By the Spirit.
Yes.
He's still speaking the same things. 5,000 miles away,
Amen.
We can hear the same things.
Amen.
What God is saying. And we can do the same things as God moves through us in power.
Hallelujah.
We can pray and we support one another and we move in that anointing.
Amen.
And I honestly believe that God today wants to see this body moving in a greater power than it is already.
Hallelujah.
I believe that even in work situations, God wants you there. He wants you there for a purpose. He wants you there to heal the sick, raise the dead.
Amen. Glory. Yes.
Cast out demons. He wants you there for a purpose and a plan. You're not an accident looking for a place to happen. You're in a place where God has put you. You're in a place where God is going to use you.
Yes.
And all you've got to do is you've got to surrender to that. God will do you. You've got to take those opportunities that God lays before you and bring Jesus to the forefront of every circumstance and situation. And I believe as you do that, you will see signs, wonders, and miracles operating around you. And it'll not be you, it's the Jesus that's in you.
Amen.
Christ in each and every one of us.
Yes.
God wants to do that. God wants to move in such a way. God wants us to bring us to a place of a mighty anointing.
Yeah, that's it.
And acknowledge the Father ministries.
Yes.
As they teach us and they bless us and they lead us and direct us on. The leadership, the elders. Pray for them. Encourage them.
Amen.
Submit to their authority, to their have the rule over us, that we might see a powerful anointing. The worst thing that can happen is a spirit of disunity. It's wicked. That is from the pit. And God says, maintain that unity at all cost. Maintain the unity. And as you maintain the unity that God has given to you here, you will see powerful signs, wonders and miracles. I believe it.
Yes.
I'm convinced of that. I'm convinced that people are coming in from long distances and are going to see the power of God working in your lives. And you're going to be the people of God who will release others into the ministry of an anointing.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Don't cool off.
That's right.
Stay on fire.
Yes, sir.
Stay on fire.
Glory.
Don't force it.
Yes.
Just go with the flow.
Yes.
Just go with the flow.
Amen.
Not done anything weak for Jesus. That's okay. Maybe he wants you to rest and listen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Don't get into the works program.
Yes, that's right.
Amen.
Don't get into the place where it's, well, if I don't do it, who's going to do it?
Amen.
Because then you move yourself into a place of condemnation. The devil takes hold of you and begins to condemn each and every one of us. Because you didn't do this, and you didn't do that, and you didn't say this, and you didn't say that.
Amen.
How many of us have not said it, not done it, when we should have done it?
Hallelujah.
God says there's no condemnation to those in Christ Jesus.
That's right.
Amen.
And so we've got to learn to go with that flow and just go say, okay, Lord, I'm sorry I missed it. He says, I know. He knew.
Yes.
He knew before you told him. He knew you were going to miss it anyway. But he's not giving up on us.
No,
he's not giving up on us.
Hallelujah.
Every situation that you're in there so that the glory of God can be made manifest.
That's right.
And we're just going to have to learn to keep releasing it.
Yes.
Keep releasing it. Keep releasing
Amen.
It. And God is going to move through us.
Praise God.
God is going to move through us.
Amen.
We're going to see people being healed mightily.
Right.
I'm convinced. Cancer, you know, I mean, cancer is a big thing.
Amen.
And I believe God is going to cause that to be seen as a mighty move of His hand, setting the captives free
yes.
from cancer,
yes.
AIDS.
Yes.
I heard just the other day that there was a Muslim who was praying. And God spoke to him and told him to go down the road and seek out some people called Christians. Because God had spoken to him and told him about Jesus and that he needed to be saved. I mean, you and I think, how can that happen? The Holy Spirit's at work. So he went to some of the Muslims, some Muslim leaders, and they said, oh, you're going crazy. Don't have anything to do with it. But he followed it through. He got saved. He's preaching the gospel.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
God can do it.
Amen.
He can do it without us.
Yes, sir.
Oh, boy. But he wants us.
That's right.
Amen. To move in that anointing. He wants us to move in that flow.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Each and every one of us.
Amen.
From the youngest through to the oldest, to the one who's immature in God. He's going to do it in our lives.
That's right.
If we'll only let him. And I believe God wants to do that mightily.
Amen.
I desire to see that happen in my life. I desire to see that happen here.
Yes.
And God wants to do it so mightily. And so precious that it is in a place where we are just totally dependent upon Him.
Right.
Not dependent on what we know, because that's when we get into trouble.
That's right. That's
remember once a lady came out for prayer. I was just about to ask her what was wrong with her, and I just had a check in my spirit. And I was thankful I never asked what was wrong with her. Because I'd have just said, yeah, okay, I'll pray for you. And walked on and left her. Because it was a situation that I felt I couldn't handle. But I just laid hands on her and God healed her. God healed her. Then when she told me what was wrong, I went, whoa, you know. And you think, God can do this. We serve a mighty God.
Amen.
We serve a God who is wanting to work through his body.
Amen.
Hallelujah. This generation. And I believe that's for today. I believe God wants to use us tomorrow as we learn more. Learn more.
Amen.
As we press in to that dimension that God has got for us, we're going to find more of the things
Amen.
Of God. We're going to know more of his power, more of his anointing. We're going to rejoice in that. And we're just going to flow in that.
Amen.
And we're going to see God move mightily. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Just raise your hands.
Glory.
Precious Lord. Hallelujah. We just worship you, Jesus. Just worship the Lord. Hallelujah. We just worship you, Jesus. We just praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Precious Jesus. Precious Jesus.
I love
you,
Lord.
We worship you. We just love you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Can I make a call for anybody who's sick?
Who?
If anybody's sick, to pray for them?
Yeah, go ahead.
I just said there's a couple of people here, and I think it's ladies, who are struggling with something around in their neck area, and you just need a touch from the Lord. I just sense there's somebody here who just really, there's a sickness within you that God wants to just manifest life into your body. And I just, you okay, would you like to come forward, please? Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Precious Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Really bad neck.
Okay, right. Okay.
Yes, Father.
When are you going to be healed?
Now.
That sounds good to me. Now. We have a now God.
Now.
We have a now God.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Glory to God.
The word says they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover.
Hallelujah.
Now don't pray, just receive. Just drink this in. Just drink this in. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Just drink it in. Just drink it in. Just receive. Just receive. Receive it. Just receive it. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. Hallelujah. Father, right now, let that life flow in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. That's right. There's an anointing just coming right now. Precious Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That's right. You're worthy. You're worthy. All pain. In the name of Jesus, to be gone right now. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I had to go to the doctor this morning. Blurry vision and the headaches. The pollen is diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
And the pollen is in it, and I had to go to the doctor this morning.
Right. Okay. When are you going to be healed?
Yeah.
Right. To receive that healing now in Jesus. Yeah, amen. Hallelujah. Father, in Jesus' name. You shut up, Mofo Handari. Jesus. We rebuke it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We just command those bronchial tubes to be open in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Release it, Lord, from this in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
Glory be to God. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen, amen. Somebody with a leg problem, having pains in the you? It's you. Okay. Hallelujah. Praise God. Are you in pain now?
No, I took Celebrex, but it's making my body swell.
Right.
I want to be off it.
Uh-huh.
Amen, Father.
Okay. Now, I'm not, this is not a, just look at me. This is not a condemnation. We need to start going to Father,
yeah.
Father God.
Yeah.
And this is, I'm not against pills, please do not, you know, or medication. But we need to start reaching out.
Yeah.
Right.
We need to, this word that we are hearing needs to be active.
Amen.
The word, I mean, you folk, this is not a condemnation, Brenda, please. You folk really need, you're under such a wonderful word.
Yes.
But
Hallelujah.
it is your responsibility.
That's right.
Amen.
Your responsibility to act it out.
Amen.
You know, fear works against faith.
Right.
I read an article, just a little thing that we've got. Just let me just give you this. Today, Ken gave this for daily reading. Fear, a definition of fear. False evidence appearing real.
That's right.
False evidence appearing real. It's not me. It's not me who speak. I just saw this one today, and fear is false evidence that is appearing real. It is not a reality. And this is what I'm trying to get over to you today, trying to get over to myself as well, that this, that sickness and disease is not a reality in the realm of the kingdom. God is moving us on beyond that. Hallelujah. Praise God. I love you. Are you ready for this? Hallelujah. Father, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Right now, Lord. Oh, precious Lord Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, Lord. Minister, break it in Jesus' name right now. Just straighten that out in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Amen. See you tomorrow different. Amen. What's yours? Still your legs? Okay. Brother McCurry, come along and pray with me, please. With Ken. When Ken came to Harvest Fields, how many years ago?
3 years now.
3 years ago, he was using crutches to walk.
Yeah. Amen.
And he doesn't use crutches anymore.
Hallelujah.
And each step is getting stronger.
Right.
Glory to God. We want to see a completed work.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Jesus.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise the Lord.
Glory. Glory.
Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. When we learn to love the Lord more, we're going to receive more. You know. Hallelujah. Man said to me one time, I wish my wife would love me enough like Sarah loved Abraham and called him Lord. You know what I told him? Huh? If you would love Sarah as Abraham loved her, she'd call you Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you want to be loved, give love. Well, praise the Lord. There's too many of you he-men that's embarrassed to express any intimacy love at all. How many of you understand what I'm saying? Well, hallelujah. There's nothing sissy about loving. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Let's learn to express love. You hear what he said? Get up in Father's lap. Now, I was raised in a family that didn't express love much. How many of you was? You just never saw your father and mother embracing much. But it was of another generation. But you want your children to have love one for the other. Huh? Then they've got to see you practicing that love. Well, amen. Hallelujah. It's not sissy to love. Nothing sissy about it. God expects men to be men, women to be women. And all he's got to work with is little boys and little girls. Little girls play with dolls and boys plays with guns and so on. Let them be boys. You don't want to read a bunch of sissies. Okay, I'll get off of that. We're going to have refreshments.